Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Moonology deck and we have the full moon in Libra. And it says, a win-win outcome is forecast. The full moon in Libra is a sign of partnership, of falling in love and of closely relating to someone else. What? The full moon in Libra, the sign of partnership, of falling in love and of closely relating to someone else. Since full moons are about climaxes and conclusions, this card suggests you're either about to start a new relationship or that an important existing relationship is changing somehow, perhaps coming to an end or moving into a new level of commitment. It is important to remember that people come to us for a reason, and sometimes it's just for a season. If the relationship is ending now, it's doing so at the right time, so try not to fight it. This card can also refer to a professional relationship. There is a sense that you need to balance your ego with someone else's needs. A win-win outcome is possible with give and take. Doing so might be the answer to your question. Let go of what is falling away. Okay, the last part I'm just going to agree with. Let go of what is falling away. And a win-win outcome is forecast. Look, I'm just going to be honest. I just feel that with everything that's happening currently, moons and changes in seasons and all this shabazz that's going on, that it is time to reassess things and look out for what makes sense to you rather than what makes sense to others. If you're ever going to find a balance, you need to always readjust what makes sense to you, because something that makes sense to you now might not make sense to you in a few days. For example, let's say you go to a restaurant and you have the intention of ordering a goat cheese pizza, but when you get there you see something else on the menu which makes a bit more sense to your palate, like mushroom and olive. And so you think, do you know what, my instinct is saying go with the mushroom and olive, but I really wanted that goat cheese pizza, but it's just not as good as I thought it would be. So it changes. You work with your instincts, so your balance has changed in that perspective. So let's say you agree to meeting a friend, but on the day you feel like, do you know what, I really can't do this. Your balance has now changed. At the time you were in that right frame of mind, but things often change. So when you are in that frame of mind, if you're a person of your word, then you stick to it, true, but then you remember to make sure that next time you trust your instincts at a later outcome. Okay, so where you want to create balance, you got to remember that you were always the person in charge, not anyone else. And your decisions need to be based on either A, what you feel now, you stick to your word, or B, your perceived future at the time. You can say maybe and then see what happens, or you can just say yes and see where you land. But for the moment, rather than just giving everything just all your full attention and all of your time, think about various outcomes that are potentially about to happen, okay? And that will help you create that balance. Whereas if you're always trying knocking yourself off balance, then you'll continually knock yourself off balance and not pay attention to the things which potentially could make sense to you, if that makes sense. It makes sense in my head. I don't know. Moon energies and all that. Anyway, I will be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.